How's everybody doing on this Sunday? Welcome to the Far North Fitness Podcast, where we help you break the barriers to your fitness goals. My name is Jared, and I'll be your host, an Action Sledge Demo Crew athlete. And over the last 2 decades, I've helped Marines and soldiers get combat ready for multiple deployments, as well as help friends and family attain their goals through nutrition and physical fitness. In this episode and ones to follow, we are going to cover some of the obstacles that many of us are facing with having to be quarantined in our house and doing home workouts. Things like mental state and how it affects you and your workout and your everyday life. Some of the equipment that you could be using and definitely programming. But one major thing that I really want to get into mostly in this episode is how to increase intensity. Everybody knows that we don't have as much weight, or a lot of us, I should say, we don't have as much weight as we do at the gym. We miss the gym. There's certain lifts that we think that we might not be able to get, which is true. I mean, there's plenty of things in there that you can do at the gym, but have to re-engineer or rethink at home to get those muscle groups in. Hopefully I can help you guys out. We'll go through and see where it goes. What a beautiful day. The sun's shining, it's warm, the snow's starting to melt. Up here in Alaska, it's still kind of that breakup season. Haven't been able to get my motorcycle out. I cannot wait. I love motorcycling. Running up and down the highways of Alaska, just seeing the most beautiful, beautiful scenery you can imagine. But anyways, great day today. I've been spending time with the family. We're watching movies. Kids are laughing. Can't get much better than that, you know. Even with everything going on, we've got COVID-19, you've got the quarantines going on across the country. A lot of people really trying to figure out what's going to happen, but we don't know. And I think that's what scares people the most, is we really don't know what's going on. But what I've got to say is this. Pull the good out of every situation. Not sure if you guys have ever heard of Seth Ferrosi. He's an IFBB pro, owner of Action Sledge. I'm actually part of his demo crew. And he has some great content. If you've never checked him out, look him up on YouTube. Just super motivational. You know, pull the good from everything. Pull the good from people. Pull the good from situation. And just try to be positive, you know. And that's about the best thing that we can do right now. We can sit there and dwell on the negatives, but it's not going to do us any good. So really, just try to pull the negatives away from your life. Focus on your positives, your family, you know, the fact that you're still with them, so on and so forth. Anyhow, this is our first podcast, Far North Fitness, and that's a acronym. It's Fit Alaskan Roughneck, and that's what I go on Instagram. But hang with us, and hopefully we can get this podcast going. I have some high hopes for it, and hopefully I can help out a lot of you listeners that really just need that extra push or knowledge or information to get going with your next fitness journey. I look forward to seeing you guys every week. But let's go ahead and get into it. This episode is going to be on home workouts, you know, especially with everything going on. Huge hot topic. You can't go to the gyms. Everything's shut down. Some of the things I want to touch on are equipment, mindset, intensity, you know, and how to increase intensity. And then programming. Really simple, straightforward. But some people, I've never been put in the situation that they're in right now. They're trying to make it as at home doing their workouts. So let's see what we can do. Anyways, so some of the bands and stuff that you can get, there's a great company called Contraband, and that's contraband.com. And they got together over the last few weeks and put together these kits. It was like an 11-piece kit or something like that for $15. Just trying to help out the people that are in the fitness industry keep their goals, drop their prices a lot. And I just thought it was a really good show. You know, everybody's got problems right now, and they went ahead and tried to help out as many people as they can. Not a sponsor, I just want to give them a shout out. Again, it's contraband.com, and they've got resistance bands, lifting gloves, weight belts, pretty much everything that you can think of, you can buy from them. But what equipment do you really need at the house? That's the question a lot of people are asking. It'd be nice to have some bands. You know, you can pretty much get away with everything. You can do everything with a pull-up bar. It goes over the door, a couple bands, and you'd be set. But ideally, what I've got to set up is I've got a few dumbbells, you know, 25 pounds, 40 pounds, 50 pounds. I bought one of those cheap little 100-pound Gold's Gym bars with weights. And then I've got a Gold's Gym cheapo adjustable weight bench. And that, you can pretty much do everything. I get my chest workouts in. I get my back workouts in. I've actually put on a video on Instagram, and I'll link my Instagram page a little bit later, but just giving ideas of how you can actually do your lat pull downs, your seated rows, things like that, you know, just to help people out. I think ideally everybody wants to have a good workout, but the problem is everybody has a mindset right now that there's a lot of negativity going on. Excuse me. I think I'm getting a little drink here. So there's a lot of negativity going on, which brings me into my next point, mindset. How in the world are we going to be stuck at home, probably depressed, probably overeating or eating more than normal? You're beating yourself up, and then you're supposed to have a good workout. So even in that one sentence, let's break that down a little bit. Biggest thing, nutrition, right? Everybody's probably has messed up in the last week or so, or two or three, depending on how long you've been quarantined. And this is what I want to say to you. Don't beat yourself up. You know, the relationship that people have with food, it differs. You know, it's not the same for everybody, but the fact that you might be eating comfort food to help you make the situation better isn't a reason to harp on yourself or to be depressed or upset. You know, give yourself some slack. This is a time that none of us thought was going to happen. We didn't foresee this. We didn't know what was going to go on. And what you got to do is look at it and say, okay, well, I messed up, but fuck it. Let's move on. I messed up and I might have eaten this or that or the next thing, but tomorrow's the next day. The next minute, you can make the decision not to worry about it and to eat what's right. So that goes into the mindset of everything. Be positive. Look at yourself and look at the situation that you're in and realize that it's not optimal. So just try to pull the positive out of everything. The second part of that mindset is the fact that a lot of people are having problems getting motivated to go do their workouts because they're at home. There's not that disconnect, you know. So when I get ready to go to the gym, I wake up, or used to wake up, I should say. I'd get up at 3:45 in the morning. You know, I'd get out of bed, walk around a little bit, go to the bathroom, get my weight down, and then I would go over and I'd mix my pre-workout. And my pre-workout consists of ignition switch, hydraulic, and demo day, which are all Axis Sledge products. Fucking love them. Anyways, that's for another time. Drink my pre-workout and just kind of get my mind set, get in my car, drive to the gym, and by the time I'm at the gym, my pre-workout's hitting in, and I'm ready to fucking go. So we built those routines in place that, hey, your body switches over to, yep, it's time to fuck shit up. It's time to lift those weights. It's time to crush the gym. It's time to run. I'm not sure what you personally might be doing. You might be a endurance athlete. I'm not. I'm a bodybuilder slash weight trainer. So we've all built these routines, as you would say, that we do every time that we go to the gym. And now all of a sudden, boom, you're stuck at home. A lot of people don't work out that early in the morning. They're working out in the afternoon. You're sitting on your couch and you're supposed to transition over to working out. And you're just having that disconnect because you don't have the routine set up. What I would say is build a routine. It doesn't matter what it is. Go outside, come back in, take a breath of fresh air. But build a routine that activates that switch in your body to go ahead and say, okay, well, shit, it's time to get ready to go to work. And then boom, you implement that routine, your mindset, your body's set, you're thinking about it the whole time, saying, it's time to get ready to go. It's time to kick the shit out of the gym. And then bam, you've got that positivity. You've created the routine and you're good to go. The other thing I think that a lot of people are not doing are keeping consistent, because of everything that I've said so far, the motivation and there's no routines and a little bit of depression, beating yourself up. It's really easy to get into that, negative mindset, but be consistent with it. Work out every day. Try to work out at the same time. Try to do the same routines. And eventually, you'll build that habit again where you're going to the gym, even though it's at the house. You'll go to your home gym, quote unquote, and have a better lifestyle so you're not losing those gains. You're not losing that forward momentum that you were wanting. Is it going to be as drastic and as large of a gain? There's arguments both ways that say no, you'll never get anywhere near the gains or the forward momentum that you had at the gym. And there's people that say, oh shit, yeah, you can do it. It's no big deal. So on and so forth. But the fact of the matter is this, all right, you're going to the gym, you're keeping the gains that you have at the very least, you're maintaining, right? So even if you're maintaining, you're going to be far better off than you were by not going to the gym at all. And that's something to be proud of. You're coming up to an obstacle with COVID-19 and quarantine. You find the solution, you're implementing that solution, and you're moving forward. So it doesn't matter how little or minute that you might think it is, the fact that you're doing those things sets you ahead of a lot of people. So it's something that you should definitely be happy about. It just goes into just being positive. I'll say it a lot, I think it has a big part of everything that's going on is our mental capacity to accept what's going on and then step away from that negativity and go forward. Which brings me into how in the hell do you think that you're going to get a good workout at home? Oh, I've only got bands. I've only got light weights. I can't go to the gym and I can't squat those 300 pounds or deadlift 400 pounds or bench. I don't have all that weight at the house. Well, you don't need to have all the weight at the house to make gains. All right. You want to stress your muscles out in a way that makes them build, right? So some of the ways that I would recommend increasing your stamina are one, it's called Seth sets, right? So the idea behind Seth sets are to stress the hell out of your muscles. And a Seth set is simply this. Let's say you have 50-pound dumbbells and you're on the incline bench and you do incline dumbbells, strict form, all right? And you do it 10 times with 50 pounds. You're going to grab 25 pounds and do 20 more immediately after. So if you're set up for, like my program, I do four sets of it. Well, it ranges between 8 and 12 reps, right? When I do Seth sets to incorporate a little bit more intense workout, I'll do my 8 with 50 pounds, and then I'll move into 16 with 25s, and then the next time I'll do 10, and then 20 with 25s, and so on and so forth. And what that does is it activates those muscles, and you get that pump. You know, you're just stressing the crap out of your body and building those muscles. It's a great way to add intensity, even when you're at the gym. I think at home it helps out more because you are limited to what you can do and you're limited to the weight that you've got. But it works. The next one I would say is called trifectas. These are both from Seth Ferrosi, by the way. It's called trifectas. All right. And this is, we'll go with the incline dumbbell press again. And what you'll do is you'll come down. Well, yeah, you'll come down. And then you'll do two half or three quarter reps and then one. So it'll be one, two, three, one, two, three, two, and so on and so forth, where you're doing two half reps and one full rep, and that's one repetition. So you get the trifecta. And you'll do that all the way through your sets. Again, it just increases the intensity, it pushes more stress on your body. It activates those receptors to say, hey, I need to grow. And you can actually get a really decent workout. One of the big things that you can work out now, too, is that, well, I'm sorry, work on right now is tempo. You know, even if you've got lightweight, focus on perfect form. Focus on that mind to muscle connection that you have. You know, contracting every single body part that you're really working on. You're doing the bench press. So concentrate on activating that chest muscle, doing slow, perfect form reps. 2, 3, 4 seconds down, 1, 2, 3, 4 seconds up, whatever you can handle. And it will build that intensity so that you're still getting a decent workout. You'll still get that pump. You'll still get that feeling of, yeah, I did something today, and you can be happy about it. So we'll cover those again. You got the Seth sets and then the trifectas, both from Seth Ferrosi, and then working on perfect form and tempo. I think those three things will help give you a better workout for sure. The last thing I would go over is programming, right? Well, should I keep the same programming? What should I do? So on and so forth. So here is a really unique situation that everybody's got. I would say 90% of us are not used to working with bands, working out at home, and going through the repetitions. A lot of us are going to increase reps. You know, instead of doing 8, 10, 12, we're doing 12, 15, 16, 20, whatever it might be to increase that intensity again, you know, trying to make it better. But our body's not used to it. So the thought process in this is that we are going to benefit from it 100 times more than you would think. It's novel. You know, your body's used to lifting heavy ass weights for a certain amount of reps. And everybody knows that you prioritize and you switch it up so your body can't adapt and so forth. But nobody's adapted or switched over to just use the bands. Or at least very few people have. There's people that use bands all the time still. But for most of the listeners, we're used to lifting weights and usually pretty damn heavy weights. So this is novel to the muscle group. It's going to be like, well, what in the hell is going on? It's used to doing 8 reps and now you're doing 20. And then you throw in a trifecta or you throw in a Seth set. And even with the Seth sets, you also compound it with doing a slower tempo and then really focusing on contracting the muscles. Your body's going to have a better response than I think you have an idea about. You know, so the programs that you go through is going to be pretty much the same that you would always do. You have your body splits, whatever you're running. You know, you go through a strength phase, a hypertrophy phase, an endurance phase, those things pretty much stay the same. You don't want to change them. You want to keep going as far as you can and just make sure that your body doesn't adapt to what you're doing. Always keep it guessing. I've been a firm believer in intuitive lifting. I'll have a body split for the most part, whatever it might be. I've been running a legs push pull rest for the better part of, 2 months before the gym's closed, but now I go to a bro split. Why? Because it gives me the time to really focus on that body group. I don't have the equipment that I need, or shouldn't say need, but don't have the equipment that I want. I don't have the weight that I want, so it's going to take me a little bit longer to work those muscles out. So I've just, for the last couple of weeks, I've been doing a bro split, and probably will change that up, but everything is adaptable. Your body's going to adapt to whatever you throw at it. So you always got to change into the different phases, you know? Hopefully this helps somebody out. Like I said, this is definitely our first podcast. Pretty short. I'm going to keep trying to do about 30, 20 to 30 minutes every week. We'll cover some different questions and stuff that I'd be asked throughout the week, and if I can help somebody just understand a little bit better about what's going on, then I've done what I wanted to do. If I can help motivate somebody to keep pushing forward, definitely on the right track. But thank you for joining us. If you want to follow me on Instagram, I'm at fifth, sorry, at fit AK Roughneck, and that's fit AK Roughneck on Instagram. You can also email me, Jiminy Christmas. I guess I can't talk today, huh? You can also email me at AlaskanRoughneckFitness@gmail.com. With that, hopefully you guys have a good day, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Take care.